And Matt Bevan joins us now to discuss what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Lots going on this morning. I want to start by talking about the diplomatic expulsions in response to the poisoning of ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in England. Over 20 countries, including Australia, expelled Russian diplomats in solidarity with the UK, who blamed the Kremlin for the nerve agent attack. But the list of countries who expelled diplomats was so long that not a lot of attention was paid to a few of the smaller ones. Several former Soviet states joined in, including Poland, Ukraine, Albania and Romania, and the three Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia. This has been seen by several EU countries as an affirmation of the NATO alliance and a sign of increased European solidarity against Russia. The presidents of the three Baltic states were in the White House today meeting with President Donald Trump, and Russia was a big topic of conversation. The Lithuanian president, Dalia Grybauskaitė, was enthusiastic about the new US president.
We talked with the president. I was joking about that we need leadership sometimes for decision-making, even unpredictable leadership, to make enough leverage and pressure for the rivals to believe that we can make a decision. And that's... we're seeing this kind of leadership in President Trump.
When he was asked about Russia, President Trump talked about NATO and Hillary Clinton.
The United States, as you said, is paying 80% of the cost of NATO. Do you think that's fair? With all of that being said, because of me, and you can speak to the head of NATO, he said that because of what I've said to the countries they've taken in general, I think you'll confirm this too, many billions of dollars more than they would have had if you had crooked Hillary Clinton as president, okay? That I can tell you.
He also talked about getting along better with Russia.
Nobody's been tougher on Russia than I have. And you can, and I know you're nodding yes, because everyone agrees when they think about it. Strong energy, the United States. My opponent was into other forms of energy, like windmills. We're essentially now energy independent. We're an exporter of energy. That is not a positive for Russia. We just passed a $700 billion military budget. That's not exactly a great thing for Russia. So there are many things that I've done, and not only the 60 diplomats. Germany did 4, France did 4, we did 60. There's nobody been tougher on Russia. And with that being said, I think I could have a very good relationship with President Putin, I think.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump's own connections to Russia and the Mueller probe are back in the news. Overnight, we've had the first prison sentence handed down as part of the investigation to Dutch lawyer Alex van der Zwaan, who pleaded guilty in February to lying to the FBI about his contact with former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Alex van der Zwaan has now been sentenced to 30 days jail and a $20,000 fine. Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel told CNN this shows Robert Mueller means business.
Well, it shows that the special counsel is moving forward, and he's not going to take anything from anybody, including lying, of course. Clearly, you cannot lie and think that you can get away with something like this.
But that is not what the president was keen to talk about overnight. He had an announcement about military action on the Mexican border.
We have very bad laws for our border, and we are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military. That's a big step. We really haven't done that before, or certainly not very much before.
Retired Colonel Peter Mansour explained to CNN what the scope of potential military operations on the southern border would be.
The function would be reconnaissance. I've actually commanded these missions with my air cavalry troops in the past. You observe the border, you observe border crossings. It could be drugs, it could be illegal immigrants, it could be a number of things. But then you simply hand that information over to the Border Patrol, which has jurisdiction on U.S. soil. As it is, U.S. troops can do no more than that.
Do you think it's a good idea?
No, actually. We would be militarizing a border that's largely peaceful.
Look, elsewhere in US news, we have a new tech company on the stock market today, Fran. Spotify, the music streaming giant, has completed the largest ever direct listing, valuing the world's leading streaming music service at as much as $30 billion. But its shares stalled slightly after an early spike. By making a direct listing rather than a traditional IPO, they didn't need to sell new shares and they didn't need to pay bankers millions of dollars in underwriting fees, but also meant that potentially the share price on the first day might be more volatile. Now, Spotify doesn't currently make a profit. It's one of these tech companies like Uber, which traders are betting will one day manage to figure out a way to turn a profit. But it's still by far the biggest player in the streaming market and has led to some established musicians making quite a bit of money. But according to KISS bassist and singer Gene Simmons, who spoke to CNBC overnight, there are problems with the business model.
Spotify's getting rich, and God bless them for it. Record companies are making money. Where's the money for the people that make it all possible? The artists. I'm not talking about me. I'm a rich son of a bee and all that stuff. I'm talking about new artists. There's going to be no Beatles, no Rolling Stones, nothing, because they won't be able to quit their day job to devote full time to the art.
Gene Simmons, the demon, with some thoughts there on
Good
Spotify.
Good on you, Gene. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers,